California State University, the nation's largest public university system, has approved a broad new alcohol policy for its 23 campuses. The measure is the latest in a series of attempts by colleges across the country to fight binge drinking by underage students. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
California State's renewed interest in binge drinking came, as it usually does, after a high-profile campus death. Adrian Heidemann was an 18-year-old freshman at the university's Chico campus in Northern California. Last October, at a fraternity party, Heidemann drank a bottle of blackberry brandy, passed out, and choked to death. His blood alcohol level was four times the legal limit. There were calls for banning alcohol on campus, but Ken Swisher, a spokesman for the California State System, says they decided to take a different approach.
You're getting into the area of banning, and that hasn't worked. What that does is drive the problem off campus. The goal here is to change both campus culture and perceived campus culture in a way that people are better educated about alcohol.
Yesterday, the Board of Regents approved a list of new programs for the 350,000 students who attend Cal State campuses.
Part of what this comprehensive program is designed to do is to take some of the best practices at campuses across the country, and one of those things is providing more alternative activities for students that are non-alcoholic activities.
There will also be new peer counseling on campus and treatment programs like Alcoholics Anonymous. Beer ads will still be allowed, but Cal State will limit the proliferation of alcohol sponsorships of sporting events. The California State plan reflects a new trend in alcohol awareness on campus. Rather than restrict supply, schools are focusing on reducing student demand. And it's worked at some reputed party schools, like the University of Arizona.
Fortunately, we're no longer on that party school list.
Carolyn Collins is the director of health promotion at the University of Arizona. Over the last 5 years, heavy drinking at the school has gone down by 29%. Collins in part credits something called social norms marketing. It basically tells students that drinking isn't all that popular.
Often a student will come to school as a new incoming freshman and think, well, everybody's drinking a lot, they're partying pretty frequently. And that's the commonly held misperception.
And it's a stereotype the school is trying to change. Ads around the Arizona campus declare, for instance, that the average student only has 3 alcoholic drinks a week, creating hopefully a peer pressure in the opposite direction. Researchers of alcohol abuse say colleges need to undertake such a comprehensive approach in order to put a dent in binge drinking. Henry Wexler conducts the College Alcohol Study for Harvard University. Although he hasn't seen the specific Cal State recommendations, he says many schools take the easy way out.
They could throw some posters, give some educational lectures. All of these things are easy to do. What's hard to do is to deal with fraternities, which are a center of binge drinking on college campuses, deal with intercollegiate athletics. These are difficult things to do, and they're going to have to be done if we're going to make an impact.
The new California State University program does not directly take on fraternities or athletics, nor does it address the availability of alcohol off campus, but it doesn't rule out dealing with those issues later. Robert Smith, NPR News.